David Swinson Maynard was born in Castleton, Vermont on March 22, 1808. He attended Castleton Medical School and received the nickname Doc there from his mentor, Dr. Theodore Woodward, professor of obstetrics and surgery. Doc became a medical doctor and the operator of a medical school in Ohio until the financial panic of 1837 swept everything away. Maynard left his wife and two children to find his fortune out west, just like the thousands of others who migrated along the Oregon Trail. His goal was to relocate in California. Doc Maynard crossed the plains on a mule in 1850. Maynard heard of people dying of cholera behind him and turned around to help. He helped migrants stricken with cholera near Fort Kearney on the Platte River and took care of the Brochiers family. Israel Brochiers passed away and left widowed Catherine. Maynard stayed with the group and drove oxen, milked cows, and performed other chores while on their journey. The travelers reached Oregon, and from there Maynard went on to Smither, later called Olympia, and Catherine to Tumwater, where her brother was waiting for her. Along the trail, however, the two fell in love. Maynard cut and stacked cord wood and sold the wood in San Francisco, eventually opening a store. He heard of opportunities on Elliott Bay, closed his failing business, and canoed with Chief Seattle and other Duwamish Native Americans. On March 31, 1852, Maynard joined the other families settled at Alki. Maynard went to work with Seattle to establish a salmon fishing and packing business. He decided to join William Bell, Arthur and David Denny, Carson Bourne, and their families to a new site across the bay. He hired the Duwamish to build a cabin on present-day Pioneer Square near Yesler Way. Shortly thereafter, Maynard and Chief Seattle decided to organize another fishery at a Native American village known as Duwops on the east shore of Elliott Bay. By the summer of 1852, and at the urging of Doc Maynard, American settlers who took claims near the village named the settlement after their patron and protector, Seattle. In Seattle, Maynard also had goods stores called Seattle Exchange and sought out skilled people needed in their settlement to move them to Puget Sound. In 1853, Arthur Denny, Carson Bourne, and Doc Maynard decided to plot adjacent holdings for the township of Seattle. Maynard obtained the first divorce granted by the Oregon Territorial Legislature from his first wife, Lydia, and in January of 1853, he married Catherine Brochiers. Washington achieved territorial status also in 1853, and Maynard became the first Indian agent for the Seattle area. The territorial governor, Isaac I. Stevens, held his first meeting with the Native Americans in front of Maynard's store in 1854. Poor communications and misunderstandings led to the Battle of Seattle on January 26, 1856. Maynard lost confidence in the burgeoning settlements of Seattle after the Indian Wars of 1856 and the coming rifts with pre-Civil War sympathies, as he was a Democrat surrounded by Republicans. Maynard traded his 290 acres, much of present-day Pioneer Square, for a 319-acre farm at Alki, owned by Charles Terry. This Alki property soon became entangled in a complicated dispute between Maynard's first wife, Lydia, and his current wife, Catherine, when she suddenly arrived at Alki and demanded her half of the land claim. While the claim was being disputed, Doc lived in his house with both his current and his ex-wife. Lydia eventually lost the land dispute because she never lived on the land herself. Doc Maynard opened the first hospital where Catherine Maynard was a nurse. She opened the first reading room that was the beginning of Seattle Public Library System. Doc Maynard ended up becoming Seattle's first physician, merchant, Indian agent, and justice of the peace. Now the oldest home in all of Seattle, it is used as a residential rental home. While it is wonderful to have the house still standing and in use, it is concerning that this house is not registered as a nationally recognized historic site. With the National Register of Historic Landmark status comes the protection of laws designed to preserve these historic sites for future generations.